Welcome everyone to TubaCast episode 6. I'm your host Christopher, and with me is my co-host Matthew.
Hi.
Do you have any weekly news that you want to talk about?
I just watched Bloodsport. It was awesome.
Awesome. I haven't seen that in a long time. That's the one with the guy in the wheelchair or something, and he drives a van.
What?
doesn't his like sidekick buddy, isn't there a Vietnam vet or something, and he drives a white van? No, that's not Bloodsport.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. No, this is the one where they go to Hong Kong and it's that super secret full contact tournament, the Kumite.
Oh, I'm thinking Kickboxer.
I don't think I've ever seen Kickboxer.
No, wait a minute. Bloodsport is the one where he trains and he kicks the tree.
No, that's Kickboxer. This is the one where, now here he goes to Hong Kong to compete in this tournament, and he runs into another American who looks like Hacksaw Jim Duggins. I don't know, you'd recognize him if you saw him. Really big guy. The main bad guy is that really huge muscle Asian guy who's also in Double Impact.
Oh, I must have them all mixed up. So Bloodsport, he goes to Hong Kong, and Kickboxer is where he trains in the jungle?
I think so. See, I never really saw Kickboxer.
Oh, I thought, okay, I'm going to have to look. I don't know if I've seen Bloodsport then. Well, what's the one where he fights in the city under the streets? He does street fighting?
Is that Lionheart?
Lionheart. Okay. That's where I was getting. Okay. All right. For some reason, Bloodsport and Kickboxer just kind of merged into one movie in my mind.
Yeah, I think in most people's minds, too.
What's the one where they fight with glass on their hand?
That's Kickboxer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
They're really similar.
I only have two bits of news. One, it snowed yesterday on my birthday, and the only reason that's worth mentioning is that we live in South Texas and it hardly ever snows. And if it does, it usually doesn't stick to the ground. And I think we had maybe an inch or 2 inches on the ground. And it was there all day. It snowed almost all day. So that's really rare. And I got to take Ariana outside. We went outside about 6 different times because we don't have snow gear. So your clothes would get wet and you'd have to change, you know. And once they were dry, we'd go back out. So it was pretty fun. And then this morning I drove around a little bit and saw all the snowmen that people had made in their yards. So it's pretty neat. It was like, it really felt like December. Most of the time here during December, it's hot. You know, it doesn't feel like Christmas at all. And so that was a really nice treat. And of course it was freezing, and it was supposed to have been like 20 something overnight. I don't know if it got that cold, but so that was nice. And then today in town, they put in a new rail line. And the railroad company has 5 cars that they decorate for Christmas with lights, and one of them's a flat car and it's got fake reindeer on it, and they drive around to different towns that are on their route, and they stop at one town each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I guess throughout December, and then you can come and walk through the train and meet Santa. So it's pretty neat. We waited about 2.5 hours because about the whole town showed up. And you go on, you get on the caboose, you walk through, and you meet Santa. And all the trains are decorated. They have lights and ornaments and stuff. And then the next train's full of, like, Christmas decorations. And then the next train car is 2 big model train displays.
Oh, that's irony.
Yeah, it was really neat because they have the train going around. They have a town set up and everything. But they've got it on a timer, so it goes from day to night. So when it gets dark and then all the lights in the buildings turn on and then it switches back to day. And then there's little moving parts. One of them, a really neat one, there's a little bitty plastic a guy on a hill, and he was flying a model airplane, and they had a wire connected from the guy to like a little plane, and it was flying in a circle. So it's pretty neat because, you know, it's tiny. But it was really neat. It was a lot of fun. It was worth it. It's neat that the railroad company does that because it's all free. And then at the end, they give the kids a goodie bag full of some candy and some toys and stuff. And
we had, I guess, snow here Friday also. Friday, I guess, around noon. I live in Houston, pretty much dead center of the city. And it never gets cold, even when everyone else gets it. So we had kind of like that. It's not really snowflakes. It's like frozen ice.
Uh-huh.
Coming down, which I guess is technically snow, but you know.
What frozen ice is, was that sleet?
I don't know. It was more snow than that. And, you know, it started to accumulate on the roofs a little bit. But it was never so thick that you could not see through to the, you know, the layer beneath. Reese and I, you know, we were working from home, so we took our lunch and we walked across the street to Kroger to, I don't know, get groceries or whatever. So, you know, we're out walking in, I guess you could consider we're walking in the snow, and then at Kroger they had all the Christmas trees out front. So, you know, we had to walk through the trees to get to the front door, and it kind of felt Christmassy because, yeah, you're walking through like the Christmas tree lot in the snow. It was one of those moments.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Y'all have a Christmas tree set up?
No. No. The closest thing we ever did was I hung ornaments on one of our palm plants.
Oh. Well, that's cool. We got ours set up early because Sarah's dad got they had a leftover tree from the church. It already had lights on it and everything. And I guess, I don't know if they weren't using it, so it was just in a closet. So they're like, hey, you want it? And we're like, yeah, you know, sure, we'll take it. And so he brought over, he's already put together, you know, no box or anything. He just brought over a tree. And that was before Thanksgiving, so we had to put it up right away because it was already set up and everything.
Now, artificial?
Yeah. But it was like twice as big as our little one, so I don't know what we do with it when we're done because there's no box or anything, you know. Well, guess what? Find a box or something, shove it in. Okay, so you want to talk about stuffed animals?
Sure.
Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about stuffed animals. Two dudes hashing it out over
stuffed animals. That's probably the first ever podcast history.
There goes all my street cred. Yeah, we need to use an alias on this one. I'm your host, Andy Smith. Okay, so
Christopher.
Okay, so stuffed animals. We had a lot growing up. All right, I remember having a lot. We had those little nets that hang up in the corner of your room. It fits in the corner. And it's like a net, and it holds all the stuffed animals. I don't know if they still make those or not. You know what I'm talking about?
This totally gay.
I know. Maybe we should just not even do stuffed animals. We're gonna just lose all five of our listeners. Oh, these guys are lame.
Guys, do little boys have stuffed animals?
I don't know.
I mean, typically. I mean, obviously,
we did. I think. From the little boys that I've met, I don't think they do because their dads don't think it's cool. And that's why they may play with their sister's dolls and stuff. Because a lot of dads are like, no, you know, you're going to play with army guys or trucks.
Yeah.
You're not getting a Cabbage Patch Kid like we did.
You need to put before we start talking about stuffed animals, we had that pretty much all the stuffed animals we had, I mean, I remember all of mine for as far back as I can remember. I mean, they weren't like we were 12 and buying them. Almost all of our stuffed animals, we pretty much had, I think, before we moved to Indiana or shortly thereafter. So we were like 3 or 4. And, I mean, we also had plenty of G.I. Joes and Transformers. So, you know.
Yeah, take that.
No,
I don't know, because...
Oh, okay. Stuffed animals not right with your Barbie doll dream house? It's like, no.
Well, I remember getting quite a bit in Indiana. We got the little Muppet Babies from McDonald's or Hardee's or whatever that was. We got a Cabbage Patch pet.
We didn't ask for those.
Probably.
I don't remember asking for a Cabbage Patch doll.
Well, I don't know about the doll, but didn't we ask for the pet? Because mine was Dodger and he was a dog. You had a cat.
Mine was it what?
It wasn't it a cat? He had orange.
Sam,
he had orange overalls.
I guess we did ask for.
Yeah.
Because that was like the craze, the phenomenal craze.
Sure. And they couldn't get us the dolls because they were out, so they got us the pets. And we got the dolls like the next year or something, but it was kind of like, eh. Oh, but yeah, Dodger was awesome. I think I still have them in the box. And,
a box?
In a what? No, yeah, no, just a box full of stuffed animals. I have a bunch of stuffed animals still. And hey, you remember Kris Kringle's, the dog?
Yeah. I shot mine with an SKS.
Oh, wow. Didn't
you
put paint in them or something? A can of paint?
Yeah, okay, you're ruining the story. So, cut that part out. So, you know, Grandpa was some big Christmas dog. I guess Grandpa got them for us, probably from a department store.
Well, I remember going to a department store, and they had a contest. Whoever could hold the most Kris Kringles would get, like, a 10-foot Kris Kringle doll. I don't remember the department store, but I remember we were there, and they were kind of doing it, and you could go and do it and, like, fill out a form or whatever, you know, and they would write down how many you could hold or something like that. And I don't think we did it, But I remember thinking for the longest time afterwards, I wish we would have, because we watched like someone do it. And I'm like, wait, I know a way to hold more than that person. But I was too like shy or, you know, nervous or whatever. So we didn't do it. But I thought for the longest time, I was like, man, I should have done it, because I could have held more than whoever that was. Not that I would have won, but I would have beat them. Okay, so your Kris Kringle story?
Oh, and so we were making a friend of mine, and I were making some video for, I think it was high school. Might have been like late junior high. And so we went out to Granny's farm, and, you know, I stuffed a red spray paint. It's kind of a disturbing story. Stuffed a red spray paint can up, you know, his bottom.
Well. After this podcast airs, the FBI is going to flag you for all of I think I still have my Kris Kringle doll. Yeah, I kept a whole bunch of that stuff. My fondest stuffed animal I still have is a Winnie the Pooh doll I had. And I've had him since when I was at least two, because that has a slide. And I'm 2 years old and I have that doll. And that's like the earliest picture with me and that doll. So I know I've had him since I was at least two. Growing up, I had him and I played with him, whatever. And I've never seen another one, because he doesn't really look like Winnie the Pooh. It's sort of like a real simple Winnie the Pooh doll. But I've never seen one like him before. He doesn't really look like Winnie the Pooh. And then one time, maybe when I was, I don't know, 15, I don't know, 14, I saw one at a flea market or a garage sale. And that's the only time I've ever seen that doll before. So anyway. And then I had a Curious George doll I've had for a long time since... Yeah, I still have those two.
I wonder if that was even from Rockdale.
Yeah, it's old. And you know, one of the interesting things, this is really going to blow my street cred, but growing up, you know, they were sort of like, not invisible friends or, you know, not like that, but I always had them. You know, we'd sleep with them when we were little. And I don't think I ever really talked to them, you know, like maybe a little bit, but. They were just sort of like little buddies, like comfort, you know, kind of like a security blanket, I guess.
And, as a little kid, right? Not like high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. yeah, of course. And so when I first started really getting into art, of course, those were two of like the characters I would draw, you know. But it was Curious George and Winnie the Pooh, so it's, you know, you can only take it so far without getting sued. But they've sort of been an influence, and actually I've done several comics that are like have a monkey and a bear in it, and they're based off those two animals. You know, I've changed them up a bit, so it's, you know, there's tons of monkeys. It doesn't have to be Curious George, but that's where it comes from. And I'm actually starting a new web comic in January, and the characters are a monkey and a bear. They get their likeness from those stuffed animals. I don't know, it's interesting how things stick with you. You know, I'm wondering, you know, like George Lucas and all his Star Wars creatures, where did, you know, was there some doll or toy or, you know, something that he had and it kind of stuck in his mind, and 20 years later and he puts it down like, oh yeah, this is that toy I had, or, you know, something like that. Or maybe I'm just weird.
Yeah, well, where's the inspiration come from?
Yeah.
I had a small brown bear, and I called him Little Bear.
Yeah, I remember him. You still have him?
I still have him.
Okay.
And, you know, he was as far back as I can remember, I had him. So I might have either gotten him where I was, you know, where I was first born in Texas, or when we were in Australia. But I mean, I think I had him in Australia. I think I remember. So he's been around since I was like two or three at least.
Yeah, you've had him as long as I've had that Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put glue on the desk or something.
The glue spilt on the desk, and he was sitting on the desk, and it got under him. I remember that.
Yeah, and I remember the black paint on his kind of white plastic eyeballs came off, and Mom took a Sharpie and put it back on.
Oh, wow. Hey, didn't you find another one? Oh, sorry. I'll cut that out.
Yeah. So anyway, and you know, so I always was like, okay, well, where is he from? Because I never saw anything like him before, you know, and there was no tags, so, you know, just couldn't do any kind of real research. Well, one time when we were, I guess it was probably 88, 89 in Indiana, we did a March of Dimes walk. Remember, it took like all day to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't it like a 16 mile or 16 kilometer?
16 mile?
It was 16.
I don't know, it was long. But,
dang, I can't believe they made us walk that far.
Yeah, at the beginning, we were early in the morning, we were walking through, I guess, neighborhoods, and there was a garage sale, and we stopped and we went, you know, through the garage sale. It was kind of funny because, you know, it's supposed to be March of Dimes. But you also got to admit, that's pretty smart of the garage sale people to do it on that day.
Oh, yeah, a lot of traffic there. Still have that one?
Yeah, Little Bear Jr.
Huh.
It was just really weird, just kind of sometimes stuff just aligns right. There you go.
Yeah, that is weird that you'd find it, because they weren't like nowadays they make so many toys, but they make a lot of the same ones, and if you want to find one that you bought, you probably could with eBay and stuff and enough searching. But back then, I mean, it'd be rare that you'd ever find some kind of random stuffed animal again.
Now, what would be interesting would be to research him, the bear stuffed animal, and go online, because like I'm here saying, oh, you know, he's rare, I didn't know anybody who had him. He was probably a pretty popular stuffed animal, and just because of where we, how we grew up and moved around and whatnot, we didn't get exposed to it, but it probably turned out to be.
Yeah, he could be like the most popular character in Germany or something, and we don't even know it. It's like worth $200.
Oh, I got two of them.
Hey, do you remember the one time in Indiana where we had a little metal wagon, and we put all our stuffed animals in it and took them for a walk down the street?
I do not remember that.
One day, I think it was in the summer, we were out for school. So we were both probably in elementary school. We put all our stuffed animals in the little red wagon and then pulled the wagon like
you
up.
You said we were probably in elementary school?
It could have been high school, but it's probably. No, I'm sure. No,
I'm hoping I wasn't even in school at your school.
Yeah, well, you were probably first or second grade maybe. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't like all day. It was just a little bit. We put all the stuffed animals in a red wagon. We took turns. Like you did yours and I did mine. And then we just kind of walked down the street for a little bit and then came back. It was like we were taking them on a little trip, a field trip or something. But we both felt kind of silly doing it. But it was something, we just had to do it once. I have pictures.
Do you really?
Yes. Yes.
How old do I look in that picture?
You're pretty young. It was probably ninth grade at the most. What's weird, and you know, thinking back on it now, I mean, it didn't seem weird then. I mean, a little bit, but we're sort of somewhat, I mean, at least for me, somewhat attached to them. Like they were, like really seriously, like some kind of security blanket. Like they were little friends. Like we didn't have friends or something, and those were our friends, at least for me. So it's kind of weird. I'm wondering if anybody else had that, or if I had some sort of development issues.
And you'll see it with your kid, especially because Ariana's like, what, five?
Three.
I want to cut that out. Anyway, you'll probably see that with your kids, that they'll develop specific attachments to a specific toy or animal or blanket or whatever. And I don't think it's like, oh, you know, Linus from Snoopy and his Charlie Brown security blanket thing, you know, where it's a bad thing. I just think kids are always going to form specific attachments, you know, because they're new in a world, everything, you know, exciting and whatever. And, you know, I think you'll see them form it. I think everybody does.
Well,
a lot of people probably don't remember, though.
Well, yeah, because Ariana's doing that. She has her certain stuffed animals. She goes through phases sometimes where it's a stuffed cat or stuffed pig. But I guess for me, it was interesting. I guess that's the word. Because I went through that for a long time. Up until, I don't know, 8th grade maybe? With certain things. You know, like I wouldn't let them go. You know, those aren't going in the attic, you know. That's my... And it could be because we moved and everything, and it was an awkward time to move. But I guess another thing, too, is, like, why are there stuffed animals? Besides marketing, you know, now. You know, now, of course, it's to sell product or whatever. But, you know, why are there stuffed animals at all?
I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
What was the original purpose, you know, I guess it's just a matter of time because people make things that represent animals and objects all the time. You know, earliest carvings are carvings of animals and whatnot. So I guess it's a natural progression to eventually get to something soft. But it seems kind of weird. Like here is a stuffed. Well, I guess you know, like if you can't have pets or you want pets but they're not ready. You could give them a stuffed dog to, like, get them to start caring about it. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
My guess would be is it's a representation of a pet, a family pet for the child, because obviously the child is not ready, you know, being 2 or 3. And it might also – it probably also ties into specifically for girls, why do girls like dolls? And that's a whole other topic we can go on there. And that's kind of weird is, you know, like, you know, some of our nieces and cousins and whatnot, you know, they're, I don't know, 3 to 5, 6. They're playing with dolls and babies, like not just Barbies, but like baby dolls.
Yeah.
And it's like you're pretty much still a baby yourself and you're already playing with a baby doll like it's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that all about? Is that just the genetic coding to be a mother, that maternal instinct already manifesting itself?
That nurturing. I think it could be two things. I think it maybe on a subconscious level, it is somewhat like a nurturing, getting prepared for the roles of motherhood level. On the other hand, because I've seen Ariana do it, she copies her parents. So like when I'm drawing, she'll want to draw too. And like if Sarah is baking something, she'll want to help Sarah bake. She wants to help us both do dishes when we do dishes. So I think maybe that's the big issue. I kind of looked on Wikipedia a while back when we were going to do this, and it said like the first teddy bear was made somewhere in around the 1800s or mid 1800s. So it's not, that's the teddy bear, you know, that's not like a stuffed animal in general, but
it was named after Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, they were going to kill a bear for, I guess, a baby bear, and then he let it go or something. They were going to kill it for him, this stuff, I think, for the White House or something like that, and he said no, I think, and so they named after him or whatever, but which is kind of weird because wasn't he a big-time game hunter anyway?
Hold on, let me look that up. I was reading about, I think it was him I was reading about, Theodore Roosevelt. I don't know if you've read anything about him. He was a man.
Yeah.
Once a week, people come in and he would box.
Wow.
He would get real boxing fight matches while he was president.
Dang.
Someone shot him, tried to assassinate him, and he ran around with a bullet in his lung or something.
Dang.
And then he would practice, what is it called? Cudgels. Is it cudgels?
Is that with the swords?
Yeah, there's something.
Like pirate swords?
You know, it's a term you've heard before and I've heard before, and you never really know what it means. Is this guy right? I'm not thinking of Freddie Roosevelt, am I?
Who's Freddie Roosevelt? His cousin.
FDR? Franklin.
Franklin. Wasn't that the one in the wheelchair? With polio?
Yeah, that was him. I think it's cudgels. And what it is basically it's one-handed sword fighting.
Okay.
It's kind of a Western sword fighting art. And he would practice that when he was in office.
Wow.
And he got hit in the head once and went blind in one eye. He has a deviated septum. So here he goes. As governor of New York, he boxed with sparring partners several times a week, and he continued as president until one blow detached his left retina.
Dang.
While he was president, he would box. box and got hit in the head and detached his left eye. Started practicing judo, got a third degree brown belt.
Jeez.
And he would go skinny dipping into Potomac River during winter. There goes his enthusiastic single stick player, which is, I think, when you basically sword fight with a stick.
Wow.
I mean, this guy was, holy cow. And then he went on safaris. I think he got really sick. He got really, if I remember right, this was later in his years. You know, they were going on safari, and they were, you know, these guys are all on their own deep in the jungle. And he got really sick. And he basically said, you know what, just leave me.
Wow.
You know, stop me, just leave me. And they didn't. And I think he died from that, or he never fully recovered, although he lived years longer. But he was basically like, yeah, you know what, I'm dead, guys. Go ahead, just leave me.
Dang.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, they made people different back then, that's for sure. Yeah. Shoot, I'd be crying the whole time. Give me some antibiotics. Get my teddy bear.
Definitely say that our presidents are not made of the same stuff.
No, but
Bush Senior was, because I made the comment over Thanksgiving, whatever your party affliction or views are, he did a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in the military, he was in World War II, flying combat missions in World War II. He was like directorate of the CIA. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
These are very real things. So
that was the last one.
Yeah, well.
But you know, times are different, though.
Yeah, and you can still be a great president and not
box.
Have that kind of stuff behind you.
Yeah, you just don't look as good next to the.
Well, who's the Russian guy in charge now?
Putin.
Is it Putin?
Man, he
runs around with his shirt off.
Yeah. He seems like a modern-day Teddy Roosevelt.
He is. He's like a serious judo. I think it's judo or martial art. He's like a real martial artist. He was in Soviet Special Forces.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with that guy.
No, I mean, he not only was he in Special Forces, but he did stuff.
Yeah, I bet he still does.
Yeah, I think he was in KGB.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about him. It'd be neat, though, just to sit and talk with them, you know, like with some security or something off the record and just be like, hey, you know, like tell me about yourself and, you know, where you came from and why you think this way and why you do, you know, it'd be neat just to get honest answers from a lot of people. It'd be really neat to sit down with some of these people and like what shaped them to be that way and what kind of stuff have they seen that no one else, you know, they can't talk about and what's really going on, you know.
Yeah.
So where were we? Stuffed animals. Hey, you know, there's not many podcasts that can go from talking about stuffed animals to Putin and killing people. Okay, so back to stuffed animals. We talked about why do people have them. I guess, okay, let's see. I wonder, like now with stuffed animals, I buy them for Ariana. Mainly because, like, if we see him at the store and she's like, oh, I like that bear or whatever, you know, we might get it for her. Sometimes I try to steer her away from a bad-looking stuffed animal to a cool one that I think looks cooler.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this.
Yes.
We should just do a parenting episode.
Yeah.
What do you think about, as a parent with kids, I give you option A and option B?
Beat them. Right. Let's go ahead.
Option A. No allowance. Option B, they have to earn their allowance. You know, like you do this chore, you get this dime or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or option C, they just get an allowance period, and then you can maybe give them more money if they take on extra work or actually take on some work.
Okay, let's see. I think...
Well, anyway, let's talk about C, because...
With money, and then you get extra money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
can kind of see where they could all work, and especially depending on where you live and like your situation. Like if you live in an apartment complex or something, there may not be a whole lot of chores, like maybe dishes and laundry, clean your room. If you live like out in the country, there may be more chores. You know, you may have to rake leaves, shovel snow. So there could be, if you don't have a lot of chores, a kid may not make very much money for an allowance, and maybe you want to give them, I don't know how much parents give their kids now, but let's say you give your kid $5 a week or something, but all they're doing is cleaning up their room. That's kind of a lot of money to clean up their room. So maybe you don't want to give them $5 to clean up their room because it's like, hey, you know, not sending a good message because they're not really earning it. But then again, I want them to have some money. So maybe I'll just give them a set fee that they can use to buy, I don't know, whatever kids buy, candy or I don't know, iTunes downloads or whatever. But then if they want to make extra money, then we'll, you know, they can earn some extra money. Now, on the other hand, if you live out in the country or something and you're busting your butt doing chores all the time, then, you know, maybe you could have a system where each chore you get, each thing you do, you get 50 cents. So at the end of the week, you could make 10 bucks or whatever. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I could see where you could give your kids money each week without, you know, as a flat allowance. If you're teaching them about money and when they spend it, you're there with them saying, okay, you know, this, if you want to buy this, it's going to take all your money, or you got to save 2 weeks to buy this. Maybe you want to put some up in the piggy bank and we can take it to the bank or something. And that could be a whole exercise on saving money and teaching them about money, because I don't think a lot of people know enough about that. We didn't grow up like that, so I don't know if I would do that, because then the kid's like, well, I got $5. I can save 2 weeks and buy what I really want, or I could do extra chores. Screw it. I'm never going to do any chores. You know, if the kid's like, you know, doesn't really want to own a lot of possessions, or there's just nothing they want, they may say, you know what, I don't ever want to do laundry. I don't ever want to do dishes. Just give me my $5. You know what I mean? And then they never earn that extra. And their first one was no allowance. And I think no allowance is fine too. I don't think, you know, if you're in an environment where you're teaching your kids the value of money, you don't necessarily have to give them money. You can take them shopping and say, you know, we're going to go buy some, I don't know, shoes for school. I only have $20 to buy you some shoes. Let me explain to you how this works. And, you know, this pair costs $25. We can't get it. This pair costs $12. So we could get this and maybe another pair. So I don't think a kid has to have allowance as long as you're teaching them, because there are a lot of people out there that do not understand the value of money. And they just weren't taught it, and they've never really bothered to learn it, or they don't know how to learn it. And they spend money they don't have, or they don't realize the value of things and think they can throw stuff away and buy a new one, no problem. And so, I think any of those could work depending on your situation and your parenting style. What do you think?
Well,
keep all the money for me.
You know, we were raised, we weren't really given any money. We had to work chores. We had to work chores. We weren't given a choice. And we were given money by working chores. And then we'd save our money to buy something. And, you know, of course, Christmas, people would give you money. And very rarely, Mom and Dad would buy us something spontaneously. But for the most part, we had to do chores. And we got paid for doing chores. That's what I know. And then I hear about people like, well, I give my kid an allowance and I don't make them do any chores. I'm like, so you're paying your kid to be a kid. You're not teaching them anything about, you know, earning money. But then I was reading some stuff online about it, and I don't have any kids. So, you know, that I think that discredits me right away, you know. But I can kind of see not making your child do chores, but giving them an allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you expect them to do chores as just, we're part of a family, everyone chips in, and then on a separate aside, you get money every week.
Uh-huh.
And they're not linked.
Right.
Then otherwise, you know, your kids can be like, well, you want me to do something, you have to pay me. Like, you know, if you pay your child directly for chores, then it's like, okay, well, now I need you to go rake leaves above and beyond, then your child links work to money.
All right, and they feel they should be getting paid for that extra work.
Yeah, but you know, we had to do extra stuff and we weren't paid for it, and we did it because we had to.
Yeah.
I think that absolutely, definitely a child should have an allowance, because I think it teaches money management skills. I think that's crucial. I think most parents don't have money management. Most people don't even have money management skills. I think you need to teach your kid that. The way to do it is to give them money and say, look, here's your allowance. If you want to buy something, you buy it. If you want to buy something that costs more than your allowance, guess what? You save. You know, what happened to us was you have to wait. And sometimes, you know what? You wait and then it's gone. And that's life. Because there were a lot of times we wanted something and we didn't have money and we had to save. And then when we finally had enough money to go buy whatever G.I. Joe figure or Transformer, it was gone. And we never got it ever.
Right.
And that's life. You don't get everything you want.
Yeah, this is a TupaCast PSA. Please, parents, teach your kids the value of money, how to save money, the value of a dollar. Hey, you were talking about allowance and stuff. I remember doing tons and tons of chores. I don't ever remember getting a whole lot of money for allowance as far as like saving it. I remember vaguely getting an allowance, but I don't actually remember saving it and buying anything. Do you?
Yeah, I remember we got 15 cents a day.
Like a retainer fee?
No, we had to.
You get 10 cents and when I need you, I'll call.
10 cents a chore. And we had to do dishes and we had to get to trash. So I think we earn like 30 cents a day maybe. So we earn a little under $2 a week, which was not enough to buy even a G.I. Joe figure because those were about $2.89, $3. So given 1 week, you know, you couldn't really buy anything. So you had to save up 2 weeks to buy a G.I. Joe figure or a Star Wars figure. And if you want a Transformer, well, geez, you got to save up like over a month. And it taught you how to save because you couldn't go out and just buy anything. Because, you know, if you get allowance and you get $20 a week.
That's a lot.
What is that teaching you? You know?
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks to go buy a video game for $40. I remember, though, distinctively what we got. We didn't get a lot of money for allowance. We got enough that we had to save. We really had to save to even buy a G.I. Joe figure. But we could certainly do it, but not within a week. Might have been 3 weeks we had to save.
Yeah. Okay, stuffed animals. Were there any stuffed animals that you really wanted but never got? Even like today. Well, let me throw this out there. When I went to Disney World this year, I actually did buy a Wicket stuffed animal because it's cute, and that's for me. I mean, it's just sitting on my desk. Every now and then, I'll pick one up. I got a Mr. Min stuffed animal. I don't like.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't like sleep with them anymore because, you know, Sarah might look at me weird. But when no one's home, I'll get him and I'll get under the blanket with them and watch a movie or something. No. But now that I've said it, it sounds kind of cool.
I probably wanted as a kid an Ewok stuffed animal.
Yeah.
And, I tell you what, other than that, I can't remember, but we haven't talked about probably the coolest stuffed animal we had. Not necessarily the favorite, but the coolest. When we were in Toronto, when we went to the tower, there was a space exhibit. A Canadian space exhibit. I didn't know they went to space. one of the things in the gift shop was a space bear, and it was a normal teddy bear, whatever. And he had removable like space pants, space shirt with
a helmet, right?
Some kind of logo on it, a removable cloth helmet, and a backpack and boots, and they were all made out of like polyester, shiny silver, so it looked like a spacesuit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was cool.
That wasn't me. I don't know if I still have that one. Yeah, he was pretty neat. I don't know if I wanted one then, but it seems like it'd be neat to have one like one of the Teddy Ruxpins. But I don't think we never had one of those. Yeah.
I think I wanted him as a kid, but I'm glad I never got him because he's kind
of
scary.
You know what would be scary is if it just went off by itself like in the middle of the night or something, and it just started talking.
That'd be an awesome prank to break into someone's house and like set it so that it turns on. And then there's a tape of like, something super scary, like devil music.
I'm going to get like, you.
Just like him speaking in, you know, foreign language tape or something.
Or it's grubby and he's like, you're dead. I'm going to get you in the morning.
Hey, friend. Are you sleeping? I watch you sleeping every night.
You know, the only reason I mention that is because it's happened twice. In Ariana's room, that her toys have gone off like in the middle of the night. And one of them was, she has a kitchen and it's got a button on it that kind of lights up. And when you turn it, it turns red and then it makes like a stove sound, kind of like a, it's like a fake little stove. And one night, Sarah was walking by, we were all getting ready for bed, and she walked by and it went off by itself. Like the button turned red. And made the sound.
Weird.
Yeah, because you have to like turn the button. And, you know, I don't know if it got stuck during the day or whatever, but she walked by and it went off. And at that time, we had just kind of moved to this house and Ariana kept making weird comments, you know, like seeing things and stuff. So we weren't sure if there was a ghost or something. Sarah felt somebody push her and nobody was there. And then that thing turned and it was just like, oh man, we need ghost hunters up in here. But I haven't noticed anything, and it's been probably a year. But when we first moved in, there were some strange things that Sarah kept hearing, like people upstairs. And that's where my little art studio is. But I was downstairs. And I'd walk into the bedroom or something. She's like, oh, I didn't know you came downstairs. And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, I heard you upstairs. I'm like, I never went upstairs. You know, stuff like that. But that little toy went off. And then this one's more recent, but it's not – I don't think it's like a ghost. But there's a big bucket full of like Ariana stuffed animals or something. And one night one of them started singing or talking or whatever it does. But that could have been because they were all piled up and they shifted, you know, and it set it off. But it was kind of weird because you'd hear it in the other room, like, la, 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 la. I'm like, what the heck?
I'm sure at, like, 3 in the morning, that's got to be one of the scariest things ever.
Oh, yeah, it's freaky because you're like, okay, first of all, you hear, like, some of those kids' toys are just weird anyway, like the voices and stuff. They're, you know, out of context. You just hear it, like, la, 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 la. Like, what the hell is that? And then, but then you're like, well, okay, is it a ghost? I don't know. Or somebody in there that walked by and bumped into it, you know? Or is it like a mouse crawling around on it? So
all of those sound like lovely possibilities.
Yeah, so like any one of them, and it's like, I'm just going to go back to sleep, and hopefully when I wake up, the situation's resolved.
But isn't that weird when people do that? Like, I'll hear a noise, and it's like, oh, man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, when we moved here, I guess it was the first month or two, there was a mouse in our house, and I've never, ever, ever had a mouse in a house. And, you know, we lived in apartments for 10 years in Austin. We never had mice or any bug problems. So one night I saw a mouse run by, and it freaked the heck out of me, because I've never seen a mouse, like, running around in a house, except at, like, a deer camp or something, you know? And so I'm like, oh, crap, you know, like, well, what do I do? Well, I have to get traps or whatever, but, you know, it was 10 o'clock at night. You know, I'm like, okay, well, there's a mouse, but where's he going? Like, what's he doing? You know? So we go to bed, and then I can hear him in the hallway. Like, since it's all wooden floors, you can hear him, like, running down the hall. And it's like, how the hell am I going to go to sleep? You know, because these old houses, there's space under all the doors. So he could go in any room he wants. So I'm like, well, okay, you know, is he going to come in here? Like, is he going to be under the bed? Is he going to crawl on us? You know, and then you just hear stuff like moving, like he's crawling on stuff and knocking stuff over.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's horrible. So we set some traps and caught him like 2 days later. But, oh, man, I could not sleep for anything. I was scared.
He was probably like, they're not going to come get me. I own the house. Yeah.
It seems silly and stupid, but I've never seen a mouse in the house. So it's kind of like it startles you. You're like, whoa, that's not supposed to be here.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do? Because I would think right now, if I saw a mouse run across my floor, you know, I would grab a bowl and trap it upside down.
Oh, yeah, you can't catch them, though. They're fast. And of course, so, you know, we live out in this farming town, so I told everybody at work, they thought I was, like, stupid. They're like, yeah, so what? We all have mice in our house. I've caught, like, 6 last month. I'm like, oh, really? You know, and so I kind of stopped talking about it at work, but it was new to me. Upstairs, you know, is where my little art studio is. There was a mouse up there. And the only reason I knew is because I kept seeing like little mouse poop or whatever. So I set a trap, caught him. But sometimes when I'd go up there, you could kind of smell like fur or dirt or like a dog would smell. And I'm like, ew, that's not right. So Dad said that wherever there's a mouse, there's probably babies. So of course I set a trap and I caught like 5 of them over like 2 weeks. And then nothing. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, maybe a week or two later, I start to maybe see some poop or whatever it was. So I'm like, okay, there's one more. I set a trap. He was underneath of, like, I have a dresser up there that has a bunch of junk in it. And I was actually going through a box of old toys and pictures and books and stuff. I was trying to clean up. And he ran out right by my foot. And I knew he was under there because that's where I'd put the trap, like, close to that dresser. And he ran out. And it was, you know, like 8 o'clock. You know, lights were on. I think I had the TV on. And he ran out. And I swear I screamed like a girl. It just scared the crap out of me because, you know, you're not expecting it. And he just runs out right by my foot. And I was just screamed. And I don't know what I had in my hand. It was something out of that box, an old book or something. And I just threw it at him. And, of course, he was already gone. But I had set another trap in the bathroom that's connected to that room. And I guess I scared him as much as he scared me. And he ran into the bathroom and ran right into the trap.
What kind of traps? Are you talking like spring traps?
Yeah, spring traps. Oh, not paper. Ugh.
That's horrible.
You know what kills him instantly? Snaps her neck.
Well, no, the paper.
Oh, yeah, because...
the paper and then they just die slowly.
Well, I mean, if you don't... It takes them a while to die because they're just sitting there.
Yeah, I guess you got to come and chop their head off or something.
Yeah, you got to go get them and they're still alive on that paper. Ugh, no way.
But it's easier, it's probably more effective than a trap because there's, you know, they just step on it and they're stuck.
Yeah, there's more area for them to get the trap. They got to set it, because I've had traps where they eat the peanut butter and they don't set it off.
Yeah,
there's the one time, actually the first one I trapped upstairs, I went up there and I was like, oh god, there's a dead mouse in the trap, and I kind of went around it and got what I needed and I came back downstairs. I was like, I'm gonna get him later. Because it had just went off because I heard it. And I was like, oh, man. And so, you know, there was, like, blood and stuff on the – and I was like, ugh. So I waited, and then the next day I went, and he was all, like, stiff because I wanted to make sure he didn't move when I picked him up.
You left him up there all day?
Yes. He was still kind of – it was fresh.
He's talking to me like maggots. You got to grab him, he's going to burst, and maggots are going to
grow. Well, that was the first one. You know, now I'm not, you know.
I would have taken him out right away.
I was scared he was still alive. I didn't want to pick him. You can tell I didn't, you know, we didn't grow up around the country life, because
we grew up by the woods. You cut your head off.
Wow, we kind of went all over the place on this one.
You disappoint me. I might cut your head off, and you're like, I left him up there for a day.
Oh yeah, he smelled too. Yeah, you could smell it. But, you know, it was the first one, and it just went off, and I was scared I was going to pick him up, and he was going to, like, start kicking, and, like, I'd drop him, and, you know, so I was like, no, I'll come back later. Yeah, man, well, we talked about stuffed animals in Russia, and basically destroyed any kind of manly image I have. I screamed, I stuffed animals, I sleep with stuffed animals and watch movies. I took my stuffed animals on a wagon ride. Good thing I'm already married, because this will pretty much take me out of the dating scene.
She doesn't listen to it.
She kind of walked by when we were talking in the beginning, kind of raised her eyebrow. It's interesting about stuffed animals, because like Build-A-Bear, you know, you can make your own. I mean, it's still a huge...
I don't see how that place can stay in business.
You've been in one, right?
No, I don't know what they are, though.
Yeah, you go in, you pick... Yeah, you go, so you pick your doll, then they take the machine, they stuff it. And I think now you can even put voice chips in them. And I think that's it. They sew it up, so you don't really do anything. I think you just pick the doll. I think they kind of do it all. You might get to, like, help with the stuffing, but I'm pretty sure they kind of handle it so it doesn't get out of control. And then you can buy, like, outfits for it. I don't think you're really involved very much. You know, you just pick it out. But and then they make different ones for Christmas and for Halloween that you can only get at Christmas and Halloween. But I know, I think they have, like, birthday parties where you go there and everybody gets to make a bear. But, you know, like I said, you don't really do very much. It's not like you're sewing them up and, like, cutting them out and stuff. You just go pick them out, they stuff them, there you go.
I mean, as a kid, I'm sure that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd probably be great. Oh, look, I picked the bear, you know, but... In like 5 minutes, you're done. But they make it, it seems like they make it into like this big thing. But I don't know, it seems like it might be a disappointment. You know, you're like, oh, wow, I'm going to go build a bear. Blah, 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 blah. And then you get there and it's like, okay, which one you want? I want the rabbit. Okay, here.
I think there's more to it. I think you pick your bear and then you pick like a hat and then a shirt. And I mean, depending on how much money you have and shoes, and you get to probably come up with a name.
Oh yeah, that's right. You got to name them, and I think they have computers. You can like register them or something.
It's an event.
Yeah, I guess so. I was gonna do one time, but then when we went, you know, because we'd been a couple times, and I was like, I'm gonna go see what's in there, and they didn't have anything I liked. And then one time they had sometimes they'll have like Sesame Street or like licensed characters. I'm like, oh, that'd be kind of neat. And then I was like, oh, well, all I do is pick it out, you know, because I'm not gonna buy an outfit for it or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's all. Okay, well, $30. I mean, for me. I mean, for a kid, I'm sure we'll take Ariana. And the voice chips are neat. It'd be neat, though, if you could record your own voice chip. And the reason I say that is because my cousins, for Christmas, bought me a monkey. And it had a recordable voice chip. So when you squeeze it, you can record something. And then when you give it to that person, they squeeze it and it plays back. So I have this monkey that when I squeeze it, I think it says something like, "We love you," or whatever. Because that was a period of time where whenever I was down, I would spend time with them, and it kind of meant a lot to them, whether they remember it now or not. But so I have this monkey that not only does it say, you know, "Oh, we love you," or, you know, whatever it was, which is very nice, but it also has their voices. So I could see that'd be something really neat to give, like, your kids or you know, your loved one, something where it's not like Snoopy saying, "Merry Christmas." You know, it's you saying, "Hey, you know, I love you. Merry Christmas." And they have that.
That'd be scary, though.
Daddy's in the bear. I bet they'll probably get there at some point. Because I'd rather have that than some bear laughing or whatever. It'd be nice to say something like, you know, "Merry Christmas." Well, and I guess that could be kind of weird if you're too little.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty. There'd probably be an age gap. You know, I mean, a certain age where you'd want to do that. An older kid, not a young kid, because that'd be scary. That might be even scary now. Christopher. No! The bear is talking to me. Wow, anything else you want to talk about stuffed animals?
No, I don't think I got anything else.
All right, well, do you want to wrap it up then?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for listening to the TubaCast Episode 6. You can email me at christophertupa@hotmail.com. Check out my website at ctupa.com. And don't forget, TubaCast Contest Number 1 is going on right now. If you have a topic that we use on the air, I will send you a free toy from the machines that I have purchased over the years. Does that make sense? Do you think people know what that is?
Sure. Quarter machines.
Quarter machines. Okay.
So
email me your idea for a topic, and if I use it, I'll mail you a quarter machine toy. So make sure you include your address, and I won't stalk you or come visit you. Maybe. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one to see how it turns out, because we kind of went all over the place.
When he walked into the door, he looked like any other punk. But listen to him now, baby, who would have thought he was a rockin' punk?